James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Do you know that your public school children and grandchildren are being fed grist from a propaganda mill?
It's incredibly problematic when there are efforts presented to completely revise history.
Discover how the left's propaganda machine is rewriting history for your children on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Marxism is a secular faith, one that seeks to propagate itself around the world. Its founders openly long to see the world conquered by Marxism, but in a prosperous America, Marxism and its resentment-stoking class struggle never really took root. So its advocates have adapted. In recent decades, rather than fueling division along economic lines, Marx's heirs provoke resentment along racial lines. One recent example of this is the Pulitzer Prize-winning 1619 Project from the New York Times. Masquerading as history, it's actually false and deliberately deceptive propaganda. But it's relentlessly praised and promoted by the media. And in some places, it's even being taught to your children. Our own David Wright has this report.
It's incredibly problematic when there are efforts presented to completely revise history.
Whoever records or puts pen to paper to write about history, their ideological framework or worldview shapes what they write. And I think there will be many attempts of people who question the veracity of the Christian origins of America who want to rewrite history in such a way.
There's a massive effort by those on the radical left to completely rewrite the history of America. What's behind this revisionist history, and what are they seeking to accomplish?
I think what this country has represented is a lot of good things. We're not a perfect country, as human beings are certainly not perfect. But this country has done a lot of great things. I think American history has a lot to be proud of, and I think Americans should be proud of that.
The Declaration of Independence is what makes America so special, along with its Constitution and its Judeo-Christian roots. And with the Declaration of Independence, of course the people that authored it, and Thomas Jefferson in particular, they were imperfect human beings, but they wrote a document that was bigger than themselves. And I believe that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were inspired because so many of the people involved were strong believers, and they wanted America to be a great nation that honored God.
I think there's been a long-term push, especially in education, not just the K-12 level, but certainly from higher ed, to basically turn around Americans and make them think that, well, not only is our past unexceptional, it's exceptionally bad. And I think that that narrative is so big in society now.
One recent attempt to rewrite our history goes by the name of the 1619 Project. This heavily scrutinized and widely debunked publication postulates that America was founded in 1619 rather than 1776.
The 1619 Project that the New York Times put out, that argues, you know, that the nation was birthed in slavery and that the Revolutionary War was fought to maintain slavery.
The 1619 Project has to put the founding of America in 1619 and not in 1776, because if it's at 1776, then we're founded upon ideals and documents that are pretty amazing. But if it's 1619, then we're founded on this idea of oppressor oppressed.
And to many parents' chagrin, This misinformation is being taught directly to our students in the public schools. The Pulitzer Center announced that the work of the 1619 Project has been used to create curriculums in some 4,500 classrooms since August of 2019.
The 1619 Project is honestly a genius way for them to divide America further and ensure that young Americans are not only taught this in pop culture and taught this in the media, but now the 1619 Project is taught in American classrooms. So it's really important for not just conservatives, but for classical liberals who love the concept of America and the founding principles that we have today that made us so great. It's important that we all stand up and advocate for better education in the classroom, not the 1619 Project.
One facet of the 1619 Project is the idea of critical race theory, an ideology which posits that a person's sole identity is based on the color of their skin.
Critical race theory has its sort of inaugural convention, if you will, in Wisconsin, established by Derrick Bell, law professor at Harvard University, but that's when it really, you know, comes public. It's a propaganda piece designed to take advantage of this sort of Gramscian Marxist idea of, you know, two classes of people, oppressors, oppressed, you know, hegemony. And so these guys are like, we have to present ourselves as, you know, an oppressed minority group.
We also find teachers targeted through critical race theory with social emotional learning, where white teachers are supposed to learn, you know, about their whiteness and how dangerous that is, and they're supposed to learn self-awareness of their racism and empathy for other groups. They're supposed to learn that their minority students are victims of their own racism, the white racism, and all of this is dangerous for our society. And people need to wake up and recognize it for what it is. It is a dangerous agenda. It's evil. It's sin. It is racism itself, and it's destructive.
In some school districts where critical race theory is being taught, parents are fighting back. For example, in Loudoun County, Virginia.
Loudoun County, Virginia, where fed up parents there have launched a fiery new ad campaign calling out critical race theory in classrooms, aiming to oust six school board members who they say tried to target and silence them.
Our schools are not for ideology. Our schools are for education.
Critics note that the 1619 Project is laden with historical inaccuracies and is simply an attempt to smear America as a racist nation.
Essentially, the whole document is an attempt to undermine, I think, the values and virtues of our nation, and they're using race as the bludgeon to do that. We at the Woodson Center organized 23 plus scholars and activists to confront this 1619. We call ourselves the 1776 Unites. And as a result of our essays that we wrote, the challenges, public challenges, Nicole Hannah-Jones, who was the author of that, actually revised it.
Those propagating the ideas of the 1619 Project and critical race theory through both the media and education fail to hide their obvious Marxist agenda.
And it shows they're so committed to advancing cultural Marxism or cultural terrorism that they're even willing to shade the truth in order to accomplish that. So what would you think would happen again if these people seize the levers of power across the board?
The goal is to really... It's a Marxist goal, and that is to decimate this nation, to undermine it, and they are using, hijack the civil rights movement to do that.
When examining America's true foundations with impartiality, it is clear that our Judeo-Christian roots have elevated America to be a strong force for good throughout the world.
Our history has empowered more people, given them the greatest levels of economic prosperity, the greatest levels of personal freedom to speak, to disagree with the government, to criticize the government, to assemble, and to encourage people to think like us. Those are some fundamental rights that we were given by God, enshrined in the Constitution and protected by government, that make us unique.
History matters so much. Look, I mean, where we came from, who we are right now, There's a reason why that is. There's a reason why America is a powerful, successful country, but not just that, I think a fundamentally a good country. And there have been plenty of great powers, great empires in the past. I think America was built on something very different. I think we were a great country even when we were a very small country, when we were a very young country. I think we've built upon things in the United States that have made us a beacon of hope and liberty for people around the world.
As Ronald Reagan said, that freedom is always one generation away from extinction. It is up to parents to transmit that to their kids. And, you know, it's also up to schools, hopefully, to transmit that, although we can't always trust the schools to do that. So we don't want to be the generation that fails to transmit that legacy of freedom to the next generation.
I think Americans do have to stand up for the truth. I think they have to stand up for the good in our history. We want to build off of our history, not destroy it.
The radical left is constantly scheming to take away our rights and liberties. One of their latest ploys is an attempt to pack the United States Supreme Court with extreme leftist judges. We must oppose this dangerous threat to our freedoms that would change America as we know it. That's why we are asking you to join with us and sign your demand letter to tell your senators that you stand with D. James Kennedy Ministries in staunch opposition to any effort to expand the Supreme Court of the United States. Contact us to get your petitions, sign them, and then send them back to us right away. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Stand with us today to speak the truth, warn our nation, and help stop this tyrannical pursuit of the left.
What we see playing out with the 1619 Project is yet again two different conceptions of America at work. One is based on a religious foundation and sees our rights as being God-given. The other is purely secular, seeing society as infinitely malleable and controllable. Ironically, the Marxist left in America makes severe moral judgments as it ritually denounces those who they deem as racist, sexist, homophobic, or male, if you're unfortunate enough to be such a thing. They cast judgment, but having rejected God, they have no firm foundation upon which to anchor these so-called moral imperatives. To put a finer point on it, they have invented a futile religion to replace the true one. Fallen man has a propensity for building such idols. But as Dr. D. James Kennedy points out, we must reject the temptation of false gods, trusting only in the truth.
Christ always has been and always will be crucified between two thieves. Legalism and license. So spake one of America's greatest theologians. And how true that is. Between two thieves, thieves that would rob Christ of his glory and men of their salvation. Legalism and license. Legalism essentially is this. It says that by obeying some set of laws or rules, I may in some way make myself acceptable to the Almighty. By keeping the commandments, I may gain admission into heaven. The truth is that we are saved by grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, but that inevitably leads to a life of obedience performed out of love and gratitude for Christ. As Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And God has established a kingdom of righteousness in which he wants us out of love to him. If we love him, said Christ, we will keep his commandments. Out of love to him, we will obey his law, and thus order will prevail in God's kingdom. As certainly everyone realizes that that is the case and will be the case in heaven. Now we have seen that on one side there is legalism, on the other side there is license. But on the middle cross, there is liberty. And we're considering today the difference between liberty and license. Liberty is found in Christ. I find my freedom from legalism, from the idea that the law is a covenant of works whereby I'm going to be saved. I am delivered from that, and I am set free in Christ. You see the difference? We are set free from the law as a covenant of works whereby we might be saved. But we are now adopted into the family of God, and the law is a guide whereby we may please our Father. What do we see in our own society today? This is a nation that was founded in liberty. Our fathers came to this country to establish a nation where people would be free to worship and serve Christ. It was liberty in law that they gave to us, and the Statue of Liberty, holding high her torch, enlightening the world through liberty, is a great symbol of that liberty which made America great. It was the liberty of men and women who had been set free in Christ. But that liberty has always been endangered by and under increasing assault by those who are not free in Christ. For those who are not free in Christ and who have been given new hearts for Christ are inevitably going to try to shift that liberty into license. And today, the modern humanist is on his platform daily crying out for license. He doesn't want freedom under law. He wants freedom from law, unless he can remake the laws until the laws legalize license. And that is precisely the direction in which we have been moving for a number of decades in this country, that every form of immorality has not only been condoned and practiced, but if the humanists have their way, will be enacted into legislation and given official sanction by the government. And when that happens, things inevitably get worse, as decisions about pornography would show, as decisions about abortion show, as decisions about any moral issue. When these are relaxed by law, immediately things get worse and worse because of the natural inclination of men downward. And whenever this is encouraged by relaxed laws, the situation always becomes worse. We have laws against rape because it's immoral. We have laws against incest because it's immoral. We have laws against bestiality because it's immoral. We have laws against murder and theft because they are immoral. Now the question is not whether or not you can legislate morality, but simply whose morality. And the secular humanists, with their sexual licentiousness as their agenda for morality, are attempting to legislate their immorality as legally binding moral codes. But I think that we're seeing a change. And I believe that we can get out of this cesspool of license back onto the solid ground of liberty in Jesus Christ. We need to, first of all, make sure that we are in Christ, that we have that liberty in Christ, that we have been delivered from the law, from the condemnation of the law, as a slave, and have been adopted into the family of God as a son, that we can with glad and willing heart yield ourselves to obedience to a loving Father. And then we need to continue to make our voices heard even more. I'm more and more convinced that we can make a difference. Our voices are heard and people are responding. I would urge you, don't let an instant go by. Make a call, write a letter, stand up, express your mind, and by the grace of God, we can change this nation back to what it was to begin with. God grant us to see that victory in Christ.
Being able to make the kind of difference that Dr. Kennedy talked about requires a strong confidence in Christ and also a willingness to become equipped so that we can stand for Him. We are witnessing a full-out assault on truth in our nation today, and if we as Christians don't stand for truth, who will? A false version of history is being propagated by the legacy media and being smuggled into our children's school curricula. Concerned parents around the country have discovered that their children are being indoctrinated with critical race theory, which argues that race is the most essential thing about us and asserts that white people are inherently oppressors and that America is irretrievably racist. One of the prongs in this attack has been the 1619 Project from the New York Times, which recasts our nation's early days as a saga of racial injustice and says that America's founding purpose was to defend white supremacy. Although widely debunked by serious history scholars, the founder of this project was predictably awarded a Pulitzer Prize. In response, President Trump established the 1776 Commission to, in his words, stop the radical indoctrination of our students and restore patriotic education to our schools. Not surprisingly, President Biden abolished the 1776 Commission on his first day in office, but not before they compiled their report, which tells the truth about America's founding. We have published that report, commissioned by President Trump, and included a special foreword, and we want to send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. The 1776 Commission included Dr. Larry Arne, president of Hillsdale College, and Dr. Carol Swain, former professor at Princeton and Vanderbilt Universities, and a member of our board of directors. And this is their report, a report the Biden administration does not want you to read. President Biden immediately shut down the 1776 Commission upon taking office, but he was not able to hide the truth and stop them from completing their valuable work. As the commission itself said, the commission may be abolished, but these principles and our history cannot be. This eye-opening report corrects the record, defending America's true history against the revisionists who cast her as a tool for oppression and evil, and by the way, often profit handsomely while doing so. You will want to get a copy of the 1776 report newly published by this ministry to share with your children and grandchildren who are being inundated with propaganda like the 1619 Project in school. We will send it to you right away as our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. There is a battle raging in our public schools over how history will be taught. Advocates of critical race theory have smuggled curricula into thousands of schools in an effort to rewrite history and portray the settling and founding of America as acts of unvarnished white supremacism. We must freely acknowledge and regret the past stains on our national character. But false and deceptive propaganda like the 1619 Project from the New York Times is an historical travesty. This revolutionary educational scheme says the real founding of America was in 1619 when the first slaves arrived on these shores. This narrative, fresh from the Lewis Carroll School of Experimental History, is a wholly inaccurate recasting of history solely for political purposes. In reality, such projects are simply an attempt to implement Marxist principles in American society, using race as the dividing principle for revolution. But we know that effort has little or nothing to do with actually caring for black lives. If it were, the first issue on their agenda would be abortion. In 2020, 18 unarmed black people tragically died in police shootings in America, according to the Washington Post's comprehensive database on this subject. Meanwhile, in 2018, the most recent year for which we have good data, more than 117,000 black children were killed in the womb. Contemplate that for just a moment and ask yourselves, do black lives really matter to these Marxist revolutionaries? Which of these two things dominates all the conversation? The reality is that a virtual genocide is taking place around us. According to a recent CDC report, for every 1,000 black children born alive in America, 474 more were being killed by abortion. And yet, the Black Lives Matter organization works with pro-abortion groups for so-called reproductive justice, which is code for taxpayer-funded abortions. All this is as astounding as it is heartbreaking. While our race-baiting public ideologues focus on much rarer incidents in order to further their neo-Marxist agenda, the greatest threat to African-American children is abortion by a factor of thousands. And very few of these loudly proclaiming that black lives matter actually demonstrate that they really care at all. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
Biden's executive overreach undermines the Constitution, but the Democrats want even more than that. They want to pack the Supreme Court with at least four more justices so they could have a 7-6 majority.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.